This is a CHY News Update. Nanaimo has a deep-rooted history in farming, and Grow Nanaimo, a new exhibit at the Nanaimo Museum, examines it. One aspect of the exhibit is the story of the Five Acres Farm, a farm that dates back to the 1890s, when Samuel Robbins of the Nanaimo Coal Mining and Land Company subdivided a section of Crown land into five-acre parcels. These parcels were created for agricultural use for miners to provide produce for their families. Nowadays, only one five-acre plot remains in the Harewood neighborhood. The land at 945 Park Ave is currently overseen by the Nanaimo Food Share, who use the urban farming site to grow fruits and vegetables as a part of their food security programs.
We get a lot of interest in stories of people in Nanaimo and what are some parts of Nanaimo's history that are different than other areas. So we started talking a lot about the 5 acres story and then pulling in other parts of Nanaimo and connected farming stories.
That was Amy Greenway, the curator for the Nanaimo Museum, who spoke to CHY following the opening of the exhibit. She worked for a long list of community members on the exhibit.
And we had conversations. There's a section in the exhibit about several Chinese Canadian market gardeners, and so had a few conversations with people from the community that were familiar with those stories as well. So we appreciate that people are there to help us and share their input to make the exhibits more nuanced and complex and rich.
Along with the 5 acres farm, the exhibit looks at farms that were in the Wellington area, Cedar, and even downtown Nanaimo.
But also we see the connections between what did food security look like in the 1890s and early 1900s and what does food security look like today. And a lot of it is quite similar. So we encourage people in the exhibit to reflect on that and share some of their perspectives on what food security means to them. And so there's that element as well, where we're looking at the past, but also how the past connects with the present and how that informs what we do today.
Greenway says one of their favorite parts of the exhibit is how they tell the stories of the night soil scavengers who would empty people's outhouses to use as fertilizer through an interactive outhouse.
So looking at things that are very sanitation and things that could be like very scientific or very fact-based, like how do we actually bring this story out and embrace some of the parts of the story that could be like awkward and uncomfortable, but actually just be like, this is part of the human experience, and then have an outhouse that you can go and sit in.
She says exhibits like this one are really powerful in connecting residents with the land and their stories.
I love local history, and so for me, all of this work is exciting, and I love seeing the exhibits come together. So for example, the then and now photos that we have in the exhibit, it's so interesting to be able to see how things have changed and also be reminded of the history that's right under our feet in our own neighborhoods.
The Grow Nanaimo exhibit is on at the Nanaimo Museum until September 7th, downtown Nanaimo. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.